Okay, and now we have an indie media first. I think we've got our very youngest presenter, and she's going to be interviewing Jessie from the Naked Bike Ride.
So what's all this about? A naked bike ride in London?
Well, basically, last year we had a ride, and this year we're going to have another one. Same format. What happens is that people who are opposed to oil dependency and want to celebrate the power and individuality of their bodies, they get out on their bikes, nothing on, or however much they want to make sure that they feel comfortable. It's a nude as you want to go, really, not nudity required ride. And we're all going to gather up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday the 11th of June and take a 10K route through central London.
So who will be coming?
I would say last year it was largely nudists. A lot of the nudist community showed out for it. This year we've done a lot of leafleting of a lot of different groups, and I'd say that the majority of the people attending will just be environmentalists of all different sorts, which doesn't disinclude nudists, but I think there'll be a lot of people who've never taken off their clothes in public, and this may be a first for many. That's basically it.
What is the importance of being naked?
Well, basically, for one thing, it's a really good way to get the message out, because if you had 5,000 people cycle in London, it would get the press attention. But with people going naked, you can have like 60 people we had last year, and we still got press attention. So in a way, it reaches the public more easily. Also, there's the sort of exhibition of your vulnerability. Cars drive through city streets and they see cyclists, and I think sometimes they forget how fragile we are, that we, if we get hit by a car, we don't recover the way that a car does. And so by going naked, we reveal our vulnerability and that basically we have a presence on the streets, but we need to be treated with more care.
When did this start?
Well, last year was the first international day worldwide, naked cycling in, I think, 54 cities. But I think 4 years ago, I think in 2001, in Spain, they had a first ride there. And I think that had something around 38 participants or something. And last year, the same city had 400 participants. So it's quite a change.
What was last year like?
Well, the police were actually really okay with us. We were kind of worried that they would just arrest us all. And for me, I was quite nervous about getting my clothes off, so I didn't like go planning to take off all my clothes because I knew that I didn't have to. But the atmosphere was very supportive. There were a lot of people there, and a lot of people were getting off their clothes, so I felt okay, and I took off my clothes, and we did a sort of 2.5 mile ride, and it was nice in the evening. Today, this time, it's going to be a lot more people, and middle of the day, 6 miles about, so.
Did most people go completely naked?
Well, last year, yes. Actually, I'd say probably 85% or more went completely starkers last year. This year, I'm expecting, because it's not coming so much from a nudist community, I think there'll be a lot of people wearing crop tops or swimsuits or shorts or body painting in such a way that doesn't sort of show your nudity so well. And I think that's great. I think it's really important to have people come out at whatever level they feel safe.
How many people will be there?
Good question. I wish we could know now, because then I'd announce it with pride and say, oh, there's going to be 6,000. But no, I think it's going to be around 150 minimum is what my sort of reasonable guess is. Although, I mean, it could be, I don't know, it could be 200 or 250 even.
How did you get involved?
Well, the ride really didn't have any organization last year. Nobody was meeting. So I was contacted by a sort of person over on west coast of the North America in Vancouver, who wanted to make sure London had a good ride this year. And I said that I'd try and organize some meetings, and a whole collective is built up where we meet together to sort of plan out the basic issues of the ride, like checking with the police to make sure we have permission, although I was sort of reluctant to do that. It turns out that it worked because the police have actually approved this ride and the nudity, and just sort of work out some basic things to make sure that people feel safe. Like, we've got a photo policy to make sure that people don't just get, like, photoed as soon as they arrive when they take off their clothes. Last year, that was a bit off-putting. And so photography will only be allowed in a specific area at the start of the ride and stuff like that.
How does this relate to the right to protest?
Ah, very topical indeed. I think that later in the program we have something about the right to protest in Brighton, where people were peacefully protesting and they were just arrested for, as far as I can see, no reasonable reason. In this case, we've had a sort of very strange outcome where the police, we approached the police, and the police said, yes, you have a right to protest, and because of that, we'll be lenient about, you know, you can go nude during this specific time along this very specific route that we got to choose the whole route. The police didn't tell us no about anything. So the route's going through, like, Piccadilly Circus and past Big Ben and all over central London, I mean, Oxford Street. So it's an interesting thing. I think the police sort of feel that this is a safe one to let go. They aren't even policing this at a level that they would normally for critical mass rides. And I hope that we're a little bit more of a, you know, a safe environment for people to approach than some of these other protests that have been clamped down on. Critical mass is really quite good in London, actually. There's not that much mistreatment by the police. They generally seem to be okay with it. In New York, they're actually shutting down critical masses, as though it's illegal to cycle. So, in some ways, our ride will be thinking about how other people don't really have that ease and opportunity to protest freely during this ride.